Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the first weekend of October. About a week has passed since the first day of autumn. We have been blessed with warm, sunny weather for the past several days. In fact, it's been so warm that I wondered if the leaves have stopped changing their colors. And I heard some people even complaining about how hot it was. I couldn't help but remind them that these were our final summer days for the year and they would be gone in 1 or 2 weeks. By the end of this month, the temperature will drop to close to 0 degrees. What is something that you're complaining about right now that you might as well appreciate? Today, I am sharing with you one bad restaurant memory from my young childhood. I was about 4 years old when this happened. One day, my father and I were alone at home and we decided to eat our dinner at a restaurant. I was so excited, but this excitement ended up causing a mishap. You know, sometimes you have a bad experience and you promise that you would never repeat it again, but the memory itself is stamped in your mind. It was one of those experiences. I hope you will enjoy today's story.
Spilled miso soup. I am 3 or 4 in this memory. My mother is accompanying my little brother's stay at hospital, and it is just me and my father at home. Every evening, my father takes me out for dinner. Unlike my mother, who is careful about healthy diet and sticks to eat-at-home scheme as much as possible, my father does not hesitate to eat out. He loves eating out whenever he gets the chance. Nothing fancy, though. Our home is located near our university, and there are many small and cheap restaurants designed for students. Those make up my father's go-to list. The very first night without my mother, he takes me out to the tiny Chinese restaurant right across the street from our apartment. Being a big fan of Chinese food, it has been his natural choice, and I am all excited to eat out with my father wherever the place is. The restaurant is very dark. As we enter, I see a red counter table dimly lit by yellow lamps. That is where my father and I sit and place our order. Since I am too small to read the menu, he chooses something for me. As we wait for the food, I look around. This place is really dark and kind of magical. I always saw this restaurant from the back window of our apartment, but never imagined that the inside would be like this. Just when I am taking in all the details of the restaurant's interior with a great sense of wonder, our meals arrive, and my father hands me chopsticks. Still dizzy from excitement, I reach for my food absent-mindedly. Suddenly, something hot spills on my lap. When I look down, I find the bowl of my miso soup knocked down, its content dripping down on my skirt. "Daddy!" I cry out in panic. "The miso soup spilled!" My father, who was about to get to his food, turns around and abandons his food altogether at the sight of the havoc I have created. "Oh, dear, dear, dear!" He immediately speaks to the staff behind the counter, and somebody comes around to clean the table and the floor. In no time, there's not even a trace of my spilled miso soup, except my wet lap. My father gives me paper napkins to soak up the soup from my skirt. We then quickly finish our dinner. Neither of us has not quite recovered from the shock of the spilled miso soup. "That was so embarrassing," exclaims my father as soon as we leave the restaurant behind. "We'll never come back here. Spilled miso soup. What a bad memory." I also have something to say about the incident. "Daddy, that miso soup was hot." I say it as if serving hot soup were a crime. "I won't come back here again." And so an agreement is made that we will never eat at this restaurant again. But regardless of our intention, the memory of the night is to be remembered forever.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.